We are learning Masechtas Avodah Zarah Daf Hey Amud Aleph, and we are starting 19 lines from the top of Daf Hey Amud Aleph. The beginning of the line is Ima Bo'ilam Haba. Omer HaShlokesh, Boyu V'nachzik Toivo La'aviseinu. Let us give thanks to our forefathers, Shalomali Hein Loichotu, if not for they did Avera, Onu Loibonu Leila, we wouldn't be around. We're only around because our ancestors, our forefathers, did Avera, did the Avera of the Eagle. Shenema, how do we know? Shenema says in the Pasuk, Ani Amarti Elikimatem, Uvnei Elyon Kulchem, Chibaltam Aseichem. So then, Ochein Ka'odom Tumusun. The Pasuk says that B'shas Matan Torah, it says in the Pasuk at the Hillim, Ani Amarti Elikimatem, Uvnei Elyon Kulchem, that you will be like Malachim, you'll be Elikimatem, like Malachim, and you won't die, and you won't have children, because you're like Malachim. But since they did Avera, in the next pasuk it says, Ochein ka'odom tumusun, ka'achna sarum t'paylu, then you will have Misa, you will be like a person, you will be like an Adam. Ochein ka'odom tumusun, you will be like a person, and you'll have children. So only because, chabalta maseichim, only because they did Avera of the Eagle, were the possible for them to have children. Therefore, we are around because of that. So you have to thank them that they did Avera, therefore, we exist. Zokta Gemara Lameimra, it sounds like from here, the loy chotu, loy hava malidi. It's much from here that they didn't do a chait, loy hava malidi, they would not have children. Well, if it says in the Pasuk, it's a Pasuk in the Torah, the mitzvah says, v'atem pruravu. So if it's a mitzvah pruravu, how could it be that we would have been Malachim and not have to have children? We have a mitzvah of children. Who's the mitzvah of children for if it's not for us? So the Gemara, no, it would have been at Sinai. That mitzvah would have been until Sinai. But after Sinai, when they became Malachim, maybe there wouldn't be a mitzvah of having children. Right, the Gemara, but Sinai Nami Ksiv, it says after the Matan Torah, it says that Kosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to tell Klai Yisrael, Leich Emor Lehem, Shuvu Lechem Lelechem, go back to your wives. So you see clearly that we know that B'Shas, before Matan Torah, Hashem asked a person to be with his wife. And Lemaise, after Matan Torah, Hashem told Moshe, everyone else, Shuvu Lechem Lelechem, not you. But you see, they went back to Lelechem. If they will be like Malachim, what does that mean? And for the Gemara, the Simchas Oina, not to have children, just for Simchas Oina itself, that would be the reason why, like Rasha Sha'ad Atam Neslam Atik Shalisha, and that would be Mutter. But there wouldn't be, obviously, Vice Tois, there's something as Oina by Malachim, even though there's no children. That's the Gemara says. For the Gemara, still Shva, Vachsiv, it says in the Pasik, Leman Yitav Lehem Vilevneim. It says a Pasik, Bishas, in the Torah, it says in the Pasik, that you should do the mitzvahs. Mi yitain v'hoyo levavim zeh lehem liyiru oisi. This is right after Matan Torah. Hashem says, Mi yitain v'hoyo levavim zeh lehem liyiru oisi. Who will give the heart to fear me like it's now? V'lishmar is called mitzvahs, I call you. I'm in leman yitav lehem, in order to be shigur for them, v'levneim lo'olam. So you see, they will have children. Zotei Gemara. That means lo'isim ma'im de mahar Sinai. The children that were standing with you in Har Sinai means. But of course, right now, We're saying, according to this Man Yama, Rosh Lakish is saying, that there will be no, that B'Shas Matan Torah, they were supposed to be Malachim, and they would not have any more children. Freit the Gemara, how can I be? V'amar Rosh Lakish, my dechsiv, what's B'Shas in the Pasuk that says, Zeh Sefer told us Adam, B'chi Sefer hoyo lo Adam Rishon, did he have a Sefer? Melameh, do you know what that means? Melameh, Shehera lo Akarish Baruch Hu Adam Rishon, Akarish Baruch Hu showed Adam Rishon, Dar V'Darshav, every generation, and the Darshav, Darv Darv Chachamav, the ones who Darshan, and the Chachamim, and Darv Darv Panosav, and the Askanim, the leaders of Klal Yisrael, Kivin Shagil, Darshav Rav Akiva, Samach B'Teirah, so even his Atzmi Misasai. The Adam Rishon saw his Igvaldig Atayra, but saw his terrible Misa that he died a terrible way, like we know from the Asara Rugi Malchus. Omar, and the Adam Rishon said about this, Veli Ma Yokru Riach Hakel, he says, your ways are very heavy, I can't understand them. I can't understand, but you see what is even here. That Adam Rishon was shown all the diaries, obviously, that they were going to have children. If they were supposed to be Malachim, how could it be any diaries? And even though you're going to ask me, Hashem knows the future, I guess Pshat is you're not going to show Adam, if there's a Bechira, you can't show Adam something that might, there's a Bechira. Who said? Maybe the Eden will stay Malachim. V'om Rabbi Yesi, another riot to this idea, that they have to have children. Because it says, Rabbi Yossi says, Ein Bein Dov Abba, Mashiach does not come, Atzi Yichlu Neshamais Sheva Guf. There's a place in Shemayim called Guf, and that's where Hashem keeps all the Neshamas. And the fact of the matter is, the Mashiach will not come until we get rid of all those neshamas. This is one of, besides, the reason why a person has children is because a mitzvah, the raisa puravu, and Hashem did not create the world, Hashem created the world to be unpopulated. And for those who seek skulas, Mashiach won't come until Hashem neshamas shevagov. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, Kiloi la'olam ariv v'loy lenetzach eksoif. Hashem says, I'm not going to keep this galus around forever. Ki ruach melfona yatav. What's keeping back Mashiach is the ruach melfona yatav, the notion of holding back, and those are the ruchais, which are the neshamais, or sheva guf, they're in the place called guf, that are keep holding back Mashiach. So you see that they have to have children. That's when Mashiach is going to come. So all these rayas are that it has to be that the people are supposed to have children. So what does it mean that Rav Shlokosh says, because if not for them doing Avera, we would not have been born. A bunch of rayas that there would have been children. So we have the two rayas right now are, first of all, you showed Adam Arisha and all the Dairis, including Rabbi Akiva. And second of all, it says that Ein Ben Dava Bat, Yichlun Shavah Shavagof. So after the Gemara, you're right. We'll just change Rav Shlokosh's memory a little bit. Not that we wouldn't have come to the world. Why? Because Rosh Lakish was saying that they were supposed to live forever. Bashas Har Sinai, the Eden who were there, supposed to live forever. If they would have lived forever, and we would have been with them, it would have been nothing compared to them. Imagine we still had around the Eden who lived by Har Sinai. Compared to them, we would be worthless, completely worthless. So therefore, he says like this, thank you, Lavi Seinu did a chait, and therefore they die, and therefore we mean something to the world. Zotik Varsa comes after your Shlokish, Lememra. The Loichotu, Loihoyu, Loihava Maisu. It means if they would not have done Avera, they would not have died. Frank the Gemara of Achsiv, we have a parish of Yevamos, Yabmos, the parish of Nachlois, we have the parish in the Torah. So what do you mean? If you're not going to die, they would have children, but they're not going to die. If they're not going to die, what's the parish of Yevamos, the parish of Nachlois in the Torah? Zotik Gemara, Al Tanai. Who is Al Tanai? I guess also it had to be that we wouldn't die either. They would have children and no one would die. There'd be no Misa anymore. So no Misa anymore, so what's the parasha of Yevamos, parasha of Nachlis? So the Gemara al Tanai, the Torah was written al Tanai. That means the parasha of Yevamos, parasha of Nachlis was written just in case they do Avera, it'll be Negev for them, these halachas, when they die. Right, the Marmix of Kroy al Tanai, this thing is a Kroy al Tanai. Yeah, we had this before. The Hocham Rav Shimon ben Lakish, my Dechsev, what's Pshat in the pasuk? Yom Hashishi Melamed Chisna Kodesh Baruch Hu. It means the famous Shishi, which is what Shishi L'Siva Melamed Chisna Kodesh Baruch Hu. In my separation, so Amar, and he said, "In Mekabel Mishal Sa Taira Mutav. If you Mekabel the Taira good, Melav Achzir Eschem Usoyu Vavoyu. If not, I will return the whole world to nothingness." So you see, the Torah is written out tonight. So far, the Torah is written out tonight. Sometimes. So right now we have a memory of a Shlokish that B'shas Matan Tyro and Dini Gat Tyro before they did the Chet of the Eagle, they would not have died. They would have lived forever. Misa was taken away. They were like Malachim and they could live forever. They had children and that's why we had the Parsha Puravu and then we had the story with the Adam Rishon, but they would have lived forever. Meisvei Nasi Akasha from a Brisa. A Brisa reads like this. It says in the Pasuk, which we're going to have a lot of times, this Pasuk is after Matan Tyro, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the first two divrais, all the Yidden died. And it says in the Pasuk there, that this is the Pasuk in Eschanon, that they asked Moshe Rabbeinu that they want to hear the Torah, they can't handle hearing the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they hear the Torah from Moshe, they want to hear the Saras Dibris from Moshe Rabbeinu. So it says in the Pasuk like this, it says, Vayishma Hashem as kol divreichem adavrichem aloi. Vayoyim Hashem alai. Hashem says to me, Shemati as kol divreom hazeh asher dibrei lecha. Ativu kol divrei. They're right. You say over the Saras Dibris. Mi yitain vahoy levavim zelahem liyiro isi v'lishma as kol mitzvasai kol ayamim. Lema yitav levavim leolam. He says, halavai they should have such yiras shemayim for the rest of their life. And why? Because they have yiras shemayim, it'll be good for them v'levnehem leolam. So the Brisa teaches, what does it mean, what does it mean to be good for them? says, take away Malacham Aves, the Efshish, because we're in Xero of Misa. By the time of Adam Rishon, it was the Nixer Xero. Holy Kibli Shah's Terra, like the Shiloite, Uma, Vish Losha, and Shiletas Behem. You know what the Kabbalah's Torah will help for Klai Yisrael to keep the Torah? Then no Uma or Losha should be Shiletas Behem. Shnema, Mayitav Lahem, Vilavneim, Ad Oilam. Then order they do the Torah, Mayitav Lahem, Vilavneim, Ad Oilam, forever and ever. So what's the Kasha? And this Bryce says Mefurish, that this price is my first thing that you see that Levata Malchmav is the Efsher. Why? Because they already have their Nigzera, there's already Nigzera Misa B'Shas, the times of Adam Arishan, the Nigzera of Misa. So what does it mean over here that Rosh Lakish says that there will be no Malacham, there will be no Malchmav, there's no Misa after Har Sinai, after the time of Matan Torah. So it's the price of first knowledge of Rosh Lakish. And for the Gemara, who Hudama Kaitana. He's like the following Tana. Tana to the Brice, Vishemer, Lo Kiblu Yisrael as the Torah, like the Sheloya, he Malach Hamoves, Shalpahem. He holds like a different Brice. The first Brice says, not like this Brice. This Brice says, that Lo Kiblu Yisrael as the Torah, Elik the Sheloya, he Malach Hamoves, Shalpahem. In order that there won't be any Misa. Shinema, Nia Marti, Elikimatem, Venech, Kuchem. Then Chibaltam, I say, Chem, the Brice goes further. They did Avera, Achikadam, Tumusun. So we have a Machlekes Tanoim here. The Machleke, the first Tana holds that we'll call it Tana Kama, holds that there was Misa. Once there was Misa by the Rishon, that's it. There's Misa forever. Finished. There's Misa. Rabbi Yossi holds, B'Shas Ma'an Torah, there was no Misa. And that's the Machleke said. Now, the Tana Kama learns that from a Man Yitav Lahem that it couldn't be the Toiva was that they're not going to die, they are going to die. Teresa, the Toiva is that no Umo Vishlat Isbaham. And according to Rabbi Yossi, we're teaching from Aniyah Marti Elikim Atem that they're Lama Elochim, which means they're not going to die. Any questions?
If they keep the Torah, when they accept the Torah,
they weren't going to die. They were like Malachim. They did a Vera Eagle. They lost it. They already were like that. They were already like Malachim B'Shas Matan Torah. And it's not like a Tanai. They now if you keep the Torah, you don't become Malachim. They were Malachim, and according to Rabbi Yossi, and they lost it B'Shas the Eagle. Pray to Gemara, Rabbi Yeshu Nami Aksiv L'man Yitav Lahem V'Levneim Ad Olam, and Smashma Toivu Dehave Al Misikah. It sounds like I'm going to be good to them. It doesn't sound like they're not going to die. So to Gemara, Pasha Taretz, Rabbi Yeshu Yom Lach Kivin Lekha Misa Incha Toivu Gdeil Mezu. Since there's no Misa, there's no Toivu as good as that. Is that Taka the best thing? Not to have Misa? To live in this world, is that the best thing? So it's interesting, the Yavitz has a Shver. That's what you can say. But Maisi Yavitz has a Shver. He says, what do you mean? Is it good to live forever? Isn't Olam Haba the best place possible? Tema, Frank the Yavitz. Hatanan, Hasam, he means the current Maseches Avos, Yofa Shah Akas, Shalkiris Ruach Ba'olam Haba, Mikoch Ayam Haba, Olam Hazah. V'doichak Loimar Ahila Akash Agar Machet Shaskak Loilam. It's true to say that. Kivada in a doima toivis Olam Agashmil, Toivis Olam Aganeshama, Shkula Toiv. He says, he means there won't be any misa loss of lovai, but it's all, maybe. It's a good shwasha, but that's what he asks. So that's what Rabbi Yossi does with the man Yitav. It means there's no misa. Tanakama, who says that they will live forever. So what's pshat in the pasuk? Ochin ka'adam tamusun. That sounds like they're going to die. So the Gemara, my misa anias. Tamamar abar chashuv kemesim eluhein. These are the ones eluhein. Ani suma umetzayra. So here the kasha was that lefi the man the Omar, who says that they're going to live forever, that they only live. So what do you do with the pasuk? The Tanakhama says, if you don't mind the Amar Rabbi Yossi holds it, to live forever. So the pasuk, that was before the Chet, after the Chet, Ochin Kodim to Musun. But according to Tanakhama, there was never such a thing that they're going to live forever. So what's Ochin Kodim to Musun? He goes to ask, what's the Lashon HaLekim also? But the question is more. They can say that the chash of a people. But the Achikam to Muslim, they're always going to die. We said that the death was ready. Nigzar b'shas Odom Arishon. So the Tzkun in Tanakamo holds there was no such thing as the Har Sinai live forever. So what's Achin Karim to Musum? Let's read it. So Tanakamo Nami, except Achin Karim to Musum. So tomorrow, my Misa Anias, which means if they do Avera, when they did Avera the eagle, because of that, Hashem was Gezer Anias on them, like Rashi says, Shemeshachotu Sholtu Behem Seineim Amechalim Esmemoinom Kol Ayoim Bavayu Lachol. Because of that, we have Tzoris, that the goyim are always attacking us and taking our money. It's because my misa nios. How do we know? Mara bar chashuvim kameis melehin oni sumo mitzarim mishal bottom. The fourth that are like mates. Oni sumo mitzarim mishal bottom. Oni dechsev kameisu ka anashim. This is talking about that dosav aviram were they were mastered. They reported Moshe Rabbeinu to the king, and it says afterwards Hashem said you go back because kameisu ka anashim. We know dosav aviram was still around for a lot of years afterwards, including this week's parasha in Kairach. So they were around for a long time. So what does it mean, Meis Kohen Hashem? Umani Yudas Vaviram. Umi Meisu, Mahava Hava. Else Yardim Nachseim. They lost the money and it's called Misos. You see, that's how, you see, an Ani is called a Meis. Hayno Suma, the Chsiv. Machashakim Hashivani, Kimeis Ha'ilam. You see that someone who's in the dark is like a dead person. But sorry, the Chsiv, it says in the parashas, Ba'aloyscha Anasi Kimeis, that we're talking about there where Aaron is telling Moshe Davin for Miriam, says, I'll not see you can mace. You see that if someone's in Tzaraas is a mace, and we shall learn him, the chsiv, hovli bonim, I am mace, anoichi. You see, these are four that are considered a mace, and that's what it means over here, that if Akhikdom to Musa, if someone does a virus, they will get miso, which means anios. Obviously, the famous Rechaim Shulevitz, why these four are considered like mace, because if you can't give over to someone else, that's what a mace is. Someone can't give over. Oni can't help other people, he's blind. And he's poor. He can't help other people. He's poor. Sumo also, he can't see. He can't help other people. Matzoyer also has to sit outside the machna. And Mishael Abanim, the most you give to is your kids. So if someone has children, Chas V'Shalom, then he can't give over. So that's what makes them like a mace, because a chai is someone who gives over to other people.